Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the chaos of ADHD. Let's be real, focusing in today's world can feel like trying to herd cats, especially with social media constantly vying for our attention. Every notification, every scroll, it's a little dopamine hit that pulls us away from what we're trying to get done. But here's the thing, understanding how social media affects our focus is the first step to regaining control. Think of this podcast as your cheat sheet to navigating the digital world without letting it derail your productivity and peace. Ready to unlock that laser-like focus? Let's dive in. First off, let's talk about those instant gratification dopamine hits. Ever scroll through Instagram or TikTok for just 5 minutes and suddenly realize an hour has vanished? That's the magic, or maybe curse, of social media algorithms designed to keep us hooked. They dangle little rewards, a funny video, a relatable post, a notification that someone liked your comment, keeping us coming back for more. But this constant cycle can make it super hard to focus on anything else, like, say, finishing that important project or even just having a decent conversation without checking your phone every 5 seconds. Number 2. Multitasking myth busted. We're constantly bombarded with the idea that we need to be doing everything at once, checking emails while watching YouTube while brainstorming a presentation. But research shows that our brains aren't actually wired for multitasking. When we try to juggle multiple tasks, we end up switching between them rapidly, which actually takes longer and reduces overall productivity. Social media adds another layer to this mess, pulling us away from our intended tasks with every notification or tempting scroll. Speaking of notifications, let's talk about those little alerts that hijack your attention. They're designed to grab your attention, no matter what you're doing. And honestly, it works. Every time your phone buzzes, a tiny part of your brain lights up, telling you there's something important happening. But most of the time, it's just another update or comment that can wait. Which brings me to my fourth point. Awareness is key. You wouldn't leave a bucket of water near an open flame, would you? So why keep your phone within arm's reach while trying to concentrate? Becoming aware of how often you check social media and when those notifications truly distract you is the first step to taking control. Finally, remember that you're in charge. Don't let social media dictate your focus or productivity. Designate specific times for checking apps, turn off non-essential notifications, and create a distraction-free environment when you need to get things done. You've got this. Picture this. You're sitting down to work on a crucial project, but every time you try to focus, your phone starts buzzing with notifications. You check it, get sucked into a newsfeed rabbit hole, and suddenly hours have passed, and you're nowhere near finishing what you set out to do. Sound familiar? That's the social media trap, the constant tug of war between our intentions and the alluring distractions at our fingertips. But here's the good news. You can break free. Imagine this. You've created a designated focus zone in your workspace, phone silenced, notifications turned off. A calm energy surrounds you as you dive into your work with laser-like focus. Every task feels manageable, and you make steady progress towards your goals. This isn't a fantasy, it's a reality within your reach. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Remember, social media is designed to be addictive. Those dopamine hits can derail your focus like nobody's business. Multitasking is a myth. Our brains aren't wired for it, and social media only amplifies that chaos. Awareness is your superpower. Recognize those distraction triggers and learn to control them. Remember, you're the boss of your attention. Designate time for social media, create distraction-free zones, and reclaim your focus. Now go out there and conquer the day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need some focus firepower. Let's help each other win the battle against distraction together. And make sure to join me tomorrow for another ADHD focus deep dive. Until then, stay focused, stay calm, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.